This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi on the occasion of National Youth Day today. The Prime Minister will also participate in multiple activities designed to inspire, motivate and empower the nation's future leaders. Our correspondent reports that Mr. Modi will engage with 3,000 dynamic young leaders from across the country. Earlier yesterday, the Prime Minister emphasized that the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue is a unique initiative to involve the country's youth in the nation's development journey. He said the program seeks to channel the energy, creativity and leadership of young minds to realize the vision of a Viksit Bharat. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will represent the Government of India at the swearing-in ceremony of President-elect Donald Trump as the 47th President of the United States of America. Mr. Trump will be sworn in as the President of the United States on the 20th of this month. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will also hold meetings with representatives of the incoming administration and other dignitaries attending the event. The two satellites launched by ISRO to perform space docking experiment, SPADEX, are 15 meters apart and closing in for an exciting handshake. In a social media post today, Indian Space Research Organization said the STX-01 Chaser and STX-02 target are just 50 feet away for an exciting handshake. The SPADEX mission, launched on 30th of December, aims to demonstrate in-space docking using small spacecraft. ISRO's PSLV C-60 rocket had successfully placed the two satellites in its intended orbit on 30th of December. Both the satellites are orbiting at an altitude of 475 kilometers from Earth. India has joined the UN Committee of Experts on Big Data and Data Science for Official Statistics. As part of the committee, India will contribute to shaping global standards and practices in harnessing big data and data science for official statistical purposes. In a statement, the Ministry of Statistics said that India's inclusion in the Committee of Experts represents a significant leap forward for the country's statistical ecosystem. The ministry mentioned that the country's active engagement in the Committee of Experts will highlight its pioneering initiatives, including the establishment of the Data Innovation Lab and exploration of alternate data sources. In the U.S., the death toll from the wildfires in the Los Angeles rose to 16. Of the fatalities, 5 were discovered in the Palisades fire zone, while 11 were from the Eaton fire zone. The wildfires are currently burning around Los Angeles, with at least 4 major fires in the region, including the Eaton, Hurst, Kenneth and Palisades fires, which have collectively spread across approximately 38,276 acres. 2 fires have been reported as contained. More than 12,000 homes and other structures have been destroyed. Over 1 lakh residents remain under evacuation orders as fires continue to rage. A forecast of strong winds, expected to last until Wednesday, raises concerns that the fires could spread further. Firefighters are racing against time in their battle to control the deadly blazes. Today is National Youth Day. The day is celebrated on 12th of January every year in commemoration of the great spiritual leader, philosopher and thinker Swami Vivekanand. His inspiring life and empowering message urged the youth to nurture their dreams, unleash their energies and shape a future worthy of his envisioned ideals. The President, Vice President and the Prime Minister have paid homage to Swami Vivekanand on his birth anniversary. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, "An eternal inspiration for youth, Swami Vivekanand continues to ignite passion and purpose in young minds." He said the government is committed to fulfilling his vision of a strong and developed India. In the Women's Hockey India League, Delhi SG Pipers will be up against Odisha Warriors in the opening match of the series at the Jaipal Singh Hockey Stadium in Ranchi this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 8:40 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.